Blackened fish is the dish that launched a million suppers and inspired countless imitations. Blackened fish became the calling card for New Orleans' most famous chef, and in some quarters, it remains practically synonymous with Cajun cooking. It's an icon of an earlier era of American cuisine that has stood the test of time. And still, for all of that, blackened fish can be one problematic dish, widely misunderstood and often tragically misinterpreted. Let's start with how blackened fish is supposed to taste. A wave of flavor, breaking first with malty pepper complexity, then campfire smokiness, and finally with the loosening grip of firm fish flesh melting over the palate in salty, savory, flowing flavors from the tip of the palate to the back of the mouth. If that doesn't sound like a food experience you've had lately, maybe it's time to reacquaint yourself with blackening. After all, it's a technique that Louisiana and New Orleans can claim credit for, thanks to our worldwide culinary ambassador, the late, great Paul Prudhomme. Today, the dish is part of his legacy and part of the lexicon of New Orleans food. Prudhomme, of course, was from Cajun country, from the prairie farmlands around Opelousas. Naturally, the black pot was in his repertoire, the thick, coal-dark cast iron skillet, the culinary crucible for so many stews and gumbos and fricassees in Cajun cooking. Louisiana families have been using the same black pots for the same recipes forever, approximately speaking. Prudhomme took that vessel, added redfish, which was then a completely common Louisiana marsh catch, and he created a sensation. He sprinkled the meaty redfish flank with some salt, different kinds of pepper, garlic, onion, and herbs. He heated the skillet ultra-hot, white-hot. He combined the two, and in a cloud of smoke to excite any fire alarm, they became that delicious, blackened but not black, seasoned but not spicy, smoky but not smoked, edible legend of blackened redfish. Of course, the dish calls for timing, technique, intuition, and nuance. Like anything in the kitchen that sounds simple, like any classic recipe that seems straightforward, this one has reams of room for problems and misfires in between. Thus, in the craze that followed the first rush of blackened redfish fame, plenty of people came to understand that Cajun cooking meant overcooked fish, gritty with burned seasoning. Well, Chef Paul Prudhomme is no longer here to show us the correct way, the way he created, but his proteges are still cooking, and they're making some amazing blackened seafood. K-Paul's Louisiana Kitchen remains the fountainhead, with Chef Paul Miller at the helm. Brightson's restaurant in the Riverbend serves a blackened tuna to the tune that Frank Brightson learned at Chef Paul's side. And from Jackson Square at Muriel's to the Gentilly neighborhood joint The Munch Factory, another generation of chefs carries the blackened torch too. These days, blackened redfish or tuna or drum or what have you can sound like an old-fashioned dish, like a relic of the 1980s when it was born. Taste the real deal, however, and you see why a slab of fish, a clutch of spice, a super hot black iron skillet, and the essential ingredient of Louisiana innovation set the world on fire. Learn more at wwno.org.